Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. Before we get started with the show, make sure to check out our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.com. We're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and on Facebook, you'll find a Facebook page, Diva of Days of Our Lives. We're also on iTunes, and you can check out all our shows. We archive them every week on Blog Talk Radio, Diva Days of Our Lives, and also all our interviews are up there. Joining me tonight is Diva Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Hello.
The Diva. And Anna can't make it tonight. It's her mom's 75th birthday, so happy birthday to her mom. And so we'll give our shout-outs to Bob and Amy Hapka, at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. I'm Marianne, and I'm at mama_hooch. Also make sure to follow at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow. And if you'd like to see Kate and Andre get together, we have a Twitter page out there at Condre Fans. So I guess before we discuss the show, there's some news. Days of Our Lives has entered the political arena, I guess, in a not so good way. I guess everyone saw that with the Donald Trump thing and Nicole Walker. So we're wondering if Nicole Walker will bring down the Donald. I don't know. So what do you think, Carrie?
Well, it looks like, she did. I watched the tape, and I felt bad for Ari Zucker, that she's in the middle of all this. But she's handling it real well. She's basically saying, it's not about me.
It's not about her.
Yeah, the reporter's sleeping.
And it isn't about her. It's about him.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So all he wants, it comes down to it's about him and, you know, what he said and how he acted. And she just happened to be the one that was on the, you know, and if it wasn't Ari that came out, it could have been any number of those actresses on the show. And it probably would have been the same thing. It wouldn't have mattered which one of the actresses stepped up. It just happened to be her. Back that day, I think. So.
Well, I'm assuming the media is hoping that she's going to say he was a pig towards her, or maybe he tried something on her. You know, I don't know, but she didn't. She said nothing happened.
Yeah,
she
said nothing happened, even during the, I guess, because he did tape the show, because I remember when he was on back then, and she said everything. So obviously he didn't try to kiss her. I guess he didn't have a tic-tac or anything. I don't know. So nothing happened there. So which is good. So
good for her. TikTok's the new Mentos.
It's interesting. But anyway, we can go on to the. Have you seen? Do you want to talk about anything that you saw? I know you said you didn't see everything, but anything that you liked or didn't like, or what you saw.
I don't know. This week it didn't seem like that much happened. I guess it was a bit of a surprise that Chad allowed Kate to talk him into bringing Andre along, and they both talked Chad into. Basically trying to steal the Kyriakos import-export business out of the docks.
Because Brady messed up, and I guess they're all pulling out of the Kyriakos thing because of what happened on the docks. And so then the mirrors supposedly picked that up.
Right. Basically, Brady had the goons try to take out the villains on the docks. Basically what happened is they ended up, because of the shooting, now the docks is swarmed with cops now, which is funny, which you and I were talking about before the show started, the villains have been in the same area this entire time. It's been shut up by the Kyriakuses. The cops have been investigated. Mm-hmm. Claire got kidnapped there. Kate was held hostage, you know, had a gun turret there. And Claire was rescued there, but for some reason no one thinks they're there.
Yeah, and everything seems to be happening. Yeah, everything seems to be happening there now. Remember, it used to be down by the pier. This is the docks, because it used to be down by the pier or whatever. You know, you had to watch out for everything happened there. So now it's down there,
mm-hmm.
by the dock. Yeah. So yeah, we did get to see Andre, and he's kind of like just sitting on the couch, please let me back in, Chad.
Yeah.
He has to have Kate. And Kate was saying something about, she says, I'll make sure he behaves. I'll make sure he's, you know, follows along and stuff. So it's it'll be interesting to see if Andre finds his good side in all of this. So hopefully it sounds like that he's going to be helping Chad, but you never know. So that a lot of that will be coming next week. There was an article on the Harper's Digest that Chad gets shot and that Andre shoots him. But could that be a ruse? Oh, is he really helping Chad? And because it looks like he goes to Clyde to tell him to come get the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see where all that goes. And the spoilers are out there, you know, that not all is what it seems. So it'll be.
Mm.
And I guess they kind of come up with, yeah. That's the spoilers out there. It's all's not as it seems. So, you know, it looks like, is Andre helping or is Andre not helping? So that'll be. And they come up with their own plan. I guess Patch and Kayla and that come to them to help, but then they decide to do something kind of like on their own to try to bring down Clyde. So that's be coming up next week. But it is funny how they keep getting away. And they never kill anybody that they threaten, and the cops can never catch them.
Mm-hmm.
They always get away. So that's been the interesting thing that's been going on. And also there were some good scenes you were saying about Chad and Sonny. I don't know if you saw. You didn't see today?
No.
Okay. So Sonny had before, this was maybe a few days ago, had come to Chad and said, please, you know, with our friendship, he said, please don't come into the Kyriakus and take us over. And Chad, this was before he talked to Kate and Andre, assured him that he wouldn't do it. But then Kate and Andre talked him into it, and he figured, well, this was good business, and so he did do it. And so today, Sonny confronted him, and they had a altercation back and forth, and which was good, and they made some good points. But also Chad made a good point. He said to Sonny that, you know, you would have done the same thing. It would have been business. And I do believe Sonny would have probably done that, because he's kind of getting that bad side of the Demirers, kind of, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some good scenes there. And then there were some good scenes with Sonny and Paul too. They kind of reconnected in the Brady Pub, so I think there's something going on with them again now too. So, and then, so John had this scheme to bring down to find out where Joey was. So they were going to give him the $20 million, but they honed in on where Joey was. But then at the same time, Theo, did you see any of that? Couple days ago when Theo got the gun and he showed Sierra that he had a gun. Did you see
mm-hmm.
that? Well, then he
mm-hmm.
finally came and he was holding the gun on Clyde, and then Steve Candy came in and he pushed him aside, and Clyde ran away and they rescued Joey. So Joey's still with us. Back home safe. Yeah.
What? Another missed opportunity.
I know you're probably... I know. No, you're probably disappointed.
Really? Yeah. He didn't emote. He just looked like he was bored the entire time he was held hostage. He was just bored. Wasn't scared.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. I can't believe he's still on the show. Holy cow.
Well, all he wanted to do was eat one of everything from from Grandma Brady's pub there. And we still haven't seen Grandma Brady, so but we think
at least they're talking about her and mentioning.
No, she hasn't been on. I mean, they do talk about her and mention her, so, which is a good thing. We had some good scenes too with Roman today. He was like kind of lecturing Theo, you know, how stupid that was, and he knows that he got all those emotions that he didn't know what to do with, and but he says if you ever have that again, and you have those feelings and you don't know what to do, to come talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was so is there anything else that
Aiden blackmailing Hope into breaking up with Rafe.
Oh, yeah, we had that going on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think Rafe pretty much figured out what's going on. But, I mean, the whole Hope talk about loving Rafe and Rafe talk about loving her, I'm not feeling the love. I don't see it. I don't see any chemistry between them. I don't even know really if they've hooked up. I kind of missed August. I don't know. Did they actually have sex yet?
I think they did.
They did? They don't
have
sex. But
you know,
like,
see, it's not memorable because I can't really remember. Or did they? I know they were up in her bedroom, but but that got interrupted, if I'm thinking back correctly. I don't know. Maybe Jen in the chat room can help us. Did Rafe and Hope have sex yet? Oh, no, I don't remember.
They don't act like lovers. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Usually when you're in the beginning of a relationship, you're all over each other, and I don't see that. I don't even really see any kissing going on between them. It's kind of like a slightly affectionate friendship more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Jen just said, she says she's loving Aiden. I said, yeah, I'd like Daniel Cosgrove's, and I like the way he's playing Aiden.
Yeah.
But it's a shame they're just throwing him under the bus again. I would have liked to have seen Aiden and Hope instead of Rafe and Hope. But they messed that up by, like, doing what they did.
Well,
and I always like to see. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Daniel Cosgrove is best. I've watched him on 90210 and some other shows. He's good at playing the rake. He's good at playing the guy that is kind of the bad boy and is afraid of a commitment and screws up a lot, but you love him anyway. And they didn't do that with him. They made him kind of boring and made a little bit of an ass in the beginning of the thing with Hope. But then, you know, then how are we supposed to feel, you know, root for him when he was trying to plan on killing Hope on their wedding night? You know what I mean? And they wasted him. They really wasted Daniel Cosgrove. It's a shame. And I don't even really know why he's back right now, other than maybe Hope's following him to get busted for killing Stefano. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's the whole thing. They have to try to resolve this whole thing with Hope killing Stefano and maybe not, I don't know, addressing it that she's not getting away with it and she goes to trial or something. I don't know if it'll go that far. I know I saw in the spoiler she confesses to Jennifer.
Yeah, she's with her now. I mean, I'm glad that Hope and Jen got their cousinly friendship back because that's been missing for basically an entire year.
Yeah.
And Jen's had her own storylines. Hope's had her storylines. And they're not there for each other. I mean, Hope wasn't even there when Abby was declared dead. Where the hell was she? Hope's not there for Sierra either. But Sierra's running to Jennifer
Hope
about Theo. Yeah, why didn't Sierra
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Yeah, she ran to Jennifer to tell her about Theo and what happened to Abe. Oh, and that was another thing. Did you see the scenes with James Reynolds after he was shot? Those were good scenes. He was talking with Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About, he's like, tell it to me straight, you know, because she's telling him, you know, he's not out of the woods yet because he had, I guess they said he had fragments that could, or like, it, well, actually, it's like supposed to be in his heart, so it would be hard for them to operate, and it's still, you know, still dangerous and stuff. And then Theo came in and talk to him and stuff. So, and I also like there was a conversation between Sierra and Theo, you know, with Theo being autistic, and she says, so she said to him, "You're not talking straight," and he said, "I know, I don't." And she says, "Oh," like him having a gun and shooting, and he says, "No, I don't." And she said, "Oh, so now you're going to use autism as an excuse for using a gun and going after Clyde." So she kind of like called him on that, like he was going to say, you know, "Yeah, I don't, because I'm autistic and I don't know what I'm doing." But she more or less, "Yeah, you do know what you're doing." So I thought that was, you know, something they kind of addressed the autistic side of the situation. So, I really do like the actor that's playing Theo, and he's doing a good job with that.
Mhm.
So.
Yeah. I like Kyler Prentice. I think he's very good. I enjoy watching him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, I'm rooting for Theo and Claire. I think Theo should dump Sierra's ass. But she's only, you know, she had her chance, and she.
Oh yeah, about
him.
Claire.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. So let's see. What else was there? There were scenes today with Nicole and Victor. Marlena came over to try to do this psychological profile of Xander.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Victor, you know, forget that psychological crap, whatever. He's just nuts or whatever, you know. He's just a bad seed or whatever. And Nicole is blaming Victor for, you know, because he didn't pay much attention to Xander after his father died. And they're going at it back and forth I guess then he told her to, so she left and he said, "Wait, I'm not done with you yet. I have more to say." And he was asking her about Chloe, like where Chloe
mm-hmm.
went, and he's trying to grill her on that. And I guess we still haven't really found out. I think it was this week she was talking to Philip and how things had changed or whatever. And that's the reason she's going away. You know, they broke up or whatever. And she went away, of course, because she's, you know, pregnant and has to go away. But we still don't really know what happened. Like, is it somebody else's baby? They haven't really said that, but that's what it sounds. She's just telling Philip to, you know, she can't talk about it and she can't tell him now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if she thinks it's somebody else's now, you know, and not Damus's. I mean, and that it maybe isn't really Damus's. So I don't know.
I don't know.
It's kind of confusing. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming Nadia started her maternity leave at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming with the Chloe baby storyline's kind of been wrapped up for a few months then. I don't remember her longer her maternity leave was for. Then, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the villain storyline goes on a couple more weeks yet, because I know it's next week. And then I heard something for the week of the 17th that it all comes down. So there's a couple more weeks of it yet, I think. So I know something about Marlena supposed to come up with this big plan. I don't know. That's kind of how it ended today, Friday. She must have told John she thinks she knows how that they can bring everybody down. And,
mm-hmm.
and speaking of John, I heard Drake Hogan's back filming now. That was
out
there.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess he's doing better. Because he was out, he was probably out for, 6 months or so, I think. So. Oh, and I have this down here. Gabby found out about Dario. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh,
she finally
yeah.
found out it was Dario that set her up, because these thugs came when she was trying to get into, her and somebody else were trying to get into somewhere or whatever, and they kind of were looting or trying to hold them up, and then that same guy, and then Dario showed up, and he more or less blurted out to Gabby that, you know, it was Dario that set her all up. But then that's just basically, they're really not using Dario very well. I don't think. I wonder how long he's going to be on. Or, and it seems like A. Martinez is, you know, he's off and on, off and on. So, I don't know what that whole thing with the Hernandez family will be.
You think he'd be more involved with what's going on in town. But, you know, maybe he probably left, though. They probably did to film his other show. So, I'm assuming that's why he went to recurring, because he said on Twitter he asked for it to be on recurring. So, I'm assuming he was filming. And then, Jen Lilly got cast in another movie, so she's swimming right along, and she's a foster mother now for almost a week now, so she's a busy bee.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow, a movie and a baby.
Oh, yeah.
So good for her, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you guys mention last week Billy Flynn getting married?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got married, and he had a lot of nice pictures out there.
Yeah.
And Teo was tweeting to him as Andre, you know, the whole Andre Chad thing. Now that he's, I guess he got married, now that he's an adult, does that mean that he has to stop tweeting him animal pictures?
Oh, yeah.
But Billy tweeted back, oh, bring it on or whatever. So they were out there. Teo was out there putting different pictures out there of animals again and whole wedding things and different wedding things and some. It was hilarious. They're just funny, the two of them back and forth. So. I don't know. Any other day's news? I don't know. Out there, I know Patsy Peace was in Florida and she had some damage or something, or some, I think, tree or something over in her yard, but otherwise she came out of that pretty well, I guess.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And the Hapkas are,
The
Hapkas are good too. They're fine.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Mhm.
All I saw was Bob complained his mail was wet.
Oh, boo-hoo, huh? That was bad,
Yeah, that was nice. His mail got delivered, but you left the door open and it was wet.
mm-hmm.
So the Hapkas made it out fine. Crap, there was something else I saw, and it just flew out of my mind. I hate that. I guess that Vanessa Williams, not the Vanessa Williams, but another actress with that name is going to come on as Valerie Grant soon. So I guess that's the
I know when it said Vanessa Williams, and I kept looking at her, I said, that doesn't look like Vanessa. I'm thinking of Vanessa Williams that won the beauty pageant and that sings and all that. But this is another actress, right? Because she looks totally different. So, yeah. So she's playing Valerie Grant. Now, she was involved with Abe at one time, right? I know she was with David Banning way back in the day. But she also was with Abe. So I'm taking it that maybe that's why she's coming back for Abe. Thinking, I don't know. Interesting. So is there anything else this week? I know we're maybe try to keep it short.
I'm trying to remember. I did think it was interesting about Marlena going around and profiling the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was very fascinating. I enjoyed that part.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you're doing that with her. I think it would be a good profession for Marlena. Be a criminal profiler. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed the Andre, Aiden snarking at each other in the town square scenes. So AJ was trying to still tell Aiden who's boss.
Aiden. Mm-hmm.
What else was there? Yeah, still no one's. I hope Rafe and Roman still aren't investigating what's going on as far as the villains. but Paul's right on the trail. Mm-hmm. I just saw that part about he traced where Joey was.
Oh, from the Brady Pub, yeah.
On a laptop.
Well, yeah, John had something on there, something with the, oh, he had to stay on so long or something, and they could try to get something from the cell phone. I don't know what how it was explained, but yeah, that's how they knew where. And then that's how Theo was standing right there at the pub, and he was listening. So that's mm-hmm. when, you know, he overheard, and that's why he went there. Well, we have one caller, Kimberly, and I think it's Firefox, but I'm not sure because he's in the chat room.
Oh.
So, well, yeah, I think it's George. I think. Yeah, I think he's on the line. I don't know. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Oh, hello. Was I right?
It's been a while.
I saw you were in the chat room.
It's been a long while. I've been busy as can be because of the presidential election, but I figured, okay, I need to take a break. I need to breathe. That means Divas of Duel.
Yay.
Yeah, we're still here.
Unfortunately, my DVR died, and I'm waiting for them to send me another one. I lost all of my DVR days, so I am totally lost. That's why I'm glad I'm here tonight, because at least I can get some idea of what's going on.
Mm. Do we help?
Immensely, believe me.
Oh, okay.
Just one thing that I'm a little confused on. There's still a question of Pope's shooting of Stefano. There's still
yeah, not everybody. Yeah, it's kind of covered up. Not everyone knows. She got, you know, like Roman and Rafe know, but it's all been kind of like, no.
Wow.
But then Aiden's threatening to bring it out if she doesn't go away with him.
Oof.
Hmm.
What a nitwit. This guy.
Yeah.
There's something about Aiden that just makes me wonder, you know, what his ulterior motives are.
Mm-hmm. You know? Before they made him bad, though, they would have been a good couple after Beau and Hope, I think. More so than Hope and Rafe.
Mm. Unfortunately, they made him bad, so it's kind of a really bad situation. But the way I see it is this: that whole thing with Hope is eventually it's going to come to a head.
Oh yeah, I think it's going to come out.
By the time
gonna
it
go
comes
to trial.
Out. Hopefully, you know, it'll be seen maybe as a justifiable shooting or something along those lines, you know, if it goes to trial and stuff. But it's hard to say because right now it's all hush-hush.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a question of of Aiden's credibility in telling it in the first place.
Right.
That would his credibility would be brought into question.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they all resolve this.
But like I said, unfortunately, missing all of Days of Our Lives like this is You know,
well, right now it's about all the three villains coming back for revenge. That's basically what the whole storyline's been about recently. Orpheus, Clyde, and Xander.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So that's going to... I have a feeling Monday is going to be very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Now...
All right.
The actor that's playing Abe's son is. I managed to catch just a few minutes with him on TV, but I don't know. He seems like a really cool actor to play the part. He really does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even just based on
he's doing
a
lot, good job. Mm-hmm.
Did I hear you all correctly that Marlena is doing a lot of profiling?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Psychological profile of the, you know, and I, somehow whatever she's doing this, it's giving her an idea of how she can bring them, of how they can bring them all down. So that'll be curious to see what her idea is.
Yeah, I'd be very curious because as a criminal profiler, I think the character, the Marlena character, would be perfect in that role. Absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being a psychiatrist and everything, psychiatrists are perfect for profiling in their sense that if you want to really delve into the person you're profiling, you want to know everything about them, and I mean everything. And a psychiatrist has that ability to see beyond the normal, which
and she treated one of them for a while too, Clyde. So she knows pretty much about him. So it's kind of giving Marlena a little bit of a story that she hasn't really had for a while.
I heard a very unsettling rumor that Days of Our Lives at some point is going to be, the plug's going to be pulled on it. I hope that's not true.
They've been saying that
for years.
Yeah.
Like how many years has this been? This has been probably the last 5 years at least. This is going to be the last year, and this is going to be the last year. They're good until September of 17. For sure. After that, I think it's like it's every year or every couple of years. I think they'll know probably by next March or April. I think that's how it works, something like that.
Yeah, probably right around.
If it'll be up for another year.
Right around the sweeps when they'll know something.
Mm-hmm. But we go through this like every.
You know, that's the main thing. If their ratings can hold a good stance, I don't see them going anywhere any soon.
I don't think so. We'd be lost.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened to the Diva of Dole, right?
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. No.
Very. Because I've gotten used to the idea of Diva of Dole's being here, and catching the archive whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
And to not have Diva of Dole on BTR, my heart would sink. My heart would
sink. Oh, geez.
And I wouldn't get to say the following at all. Like sands through the hourglass, you're listening to Diva of Dole.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been around for a while. Huh? Not as long as Days, but, you know.
True. But Diva of Dole has made its mark. It really has. And I, as long as Days of Our Lives keeps going, Diva of Dole keep going.
Hopefully we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Now, curious question. Who amongst you, because I'm looking at the description here, and I see the Days actress, Ariane Zucker, I believe her name is.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really see it without my glasses. Was caught in that video, which, by the way, I downloaded the video. Personally, that's just the media is using that video as a smear tactic. And I don't think it's right because it puts her in a bad light.
Like she said, it's not about her.
I don't think it puts her in a bad light. She didn't do anything wrong.
She's the victim.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's blaming her for anything. When she said nothing happened, you know.
Yeah.
Miyazawa said nothing happened.
Yeah, she said nothing happened.
I mean, given the comments that were made, look, I'm just like any other guy. I've said a few things that I'm not proud of. Lord knows I regret some of the things I've ever said in my life. But I'm not running for president either.
Right.
That's
so,
exactly.
I think that, you know, for the media to even go back on and pull that up is just ridiculous to me.
I'm thinking there's many more out there, too. I'm thinking. They're probably going to find lots more.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
But will it hurt Donald Trump? Highly unlikely. They've pulled stuff during the primaries. And
I don't
the
think at this. I don't know because nothing seems to be hurting him. I don't think. Sometimes it'll probably help him. Short of killing someone, I didn't even think then people would find some excuse to defend him. So, at this point, I think he can do just about anything.
Now,
that's my opinion.
I see a description about Abe having been shot and getting upset. Can you give me some idea what happened there? Why was Abe shot?
Clyde was trying to shoot Aiden, and Abe stepped in front of him because Clyde was really out for revenge against Aiden, and Abe just happened to get in the way.
Ouch.
Yes.
That reminds me of what I was going to say. I just from watching Thursday through Friday, I wouldn't be surprised if they're setting up a who killed Aiden storyline. So we all know he's toast. He's going to be gone eventually.
Yeah.
But,
right.
I mean,
Audrey's
threatening him, Hope, Rafe punched him. Again, Miss Rafe likes punching people. Especially he likes
he's pissing people off for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rafe have a bit of a short fuse temper.
Yeah.
Just a little.
I think we're going to get a whodunit soon.
Yeah, we need to have one of those again. Maybe that'll be after the villains get caught or whatever happens to them.
Yeah, because a classic whodunit with Days is always interesting. It really is. I mean. Mm-hmm. And it's been a while since we've had a really good whodunit on Days. So this might be the one.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like the only ever have a whodunit, it's either really obvious who did it or it's like a major letdown. I can't remember a really, really, really good shocking whodunit on the show. Other than Marlena being the Salem Stalker or whatever it was. That turned out wasn't her anyway, but I don't know.
It really was,
yeah. Real good whodunit in a while.
Mm-hmm.
They need a really good whodunit. Something that, not dragged out too long, but just long enough to pique the interest of the viewers and keep them interested. You know, and I think if the writers are motivated. Just enough. We might actually see it, and possibly before or right around March. That's my guess. Because usually, right around March is when they start doing the getting ready for the May sweeps and or whatever the situation is. But it's to me it would make sense. But they've got to write it, in such a way that you don't know, you can't tell, kind of like the classic "Who Shot JR" kind of writing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess that was a surprise back then.
Well, it definitely kept people watching. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
That's what the writers for Days need to They need to do something like that. If they can do that and really, you know, make it work, sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling they're gonna have a really good one on their hands, and it'll be probably touted as better than the Who Shot JR of that era.
We'll
because
see. We'll see because
Days of Our
the new
Lives
writing
not
team.
Many, daytime soaps left, so they need to really get it together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we covered most of the show. I can't think of anything else. So.
Yeah. Not much is happening with the Kyriakos family, I take it.
Oh, anything.
Yeah. They all have a united front now. What? How many's living in that house? Like 8 of them or something like that?
Yeah.
Something
yeah, he's
like
got
that.
The whole family
like
with him now.
Last time I knew.
Yeah, he's the whole family's living with him now. So, I think there's going to be a Demira Kyriakos feud war. They're going to be adversaries. They're going to go back to that. I think sounds like what it's building up to. So.
Yeah, but without Stefano in the mix, it I don't know if that would work or not.
No.
Just have to play it by ear and wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
But ladies,
yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the writers come up with. The rest of, you know, the new writers that are back on. So let's see.
Well, hopefully Monday I'll get a new DVR and I'll be able to put it back on track.
Yeah, start
again.
Watching Days.
I think Days will be the only thing I put on there.
Lost a lot.
But anyway, ladies, it was wonderful chatting with you.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Diva's here.
Mm-hmm.
And remember this, and don't ever forget, there is mystery in every episode. You just got to know what to look for.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I bid you all a fond adieu.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, okay. So, I think we covered everything. Do you have anything more?
I think I'm right about the Aiden whodunit. I hope I'm right on that one.
Yeah, because you know he's not staying around. You know,
right?
So.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while. Yeah,
he's been gone. You know, there's still like 4 or 5. Hopefully, they'll catch up a little bit with the you know the times they've been off and stuff. But they're still pretty far ahead.
We keep hoping that, and it keeps getting worse.
I know.
Are they filming like February right now?
I think so. About that.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know. I know, and the actors don't know, you know, especially if you like even I remember last year at Day of Days when they were interviewing them, they have no idea. You can trip them up so easy if you want. I mean, because they have no idea where they're at. I mean, they know where they're at, but they have no idea, like, how far behind they are or what we're actually seeing or what we haven't seen yet. So, oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, try to think of something. Think of what you were doing 6 months ago. Do you have any idea what the hell you were doing 6 months ago? I don't know.
No, and they do so much dialogue, tons and tons of dialogue. They can't remember, you know.
No,
they're just in the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, they're remembering it for that day, and that
they're done,
their
and they're
mind.
On to the next day.
Yeah,
it leaves their mind in it. Yeah.
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 Okay. Well, we'll talk to everybody next week.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah. Hopefully next
in.
Week, see what happens. Okay. Yep. Thanks,
hopefully,
everyone.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.